Graduation is an exciting time, but the ceremonies can often be long and, dare I say it, a little bit dull. But Jodie Powell, a science graduate and award recipient from the University of Sydney, found a way to use her ceremony to bring attention to the university's involvement in funding weapons research. Jodie unfurled a banner that read, UCID, cut your ties with weapons dealers, and made a speech in front of the packed hall. Jodie Powell is involved with the Disarm Unis campaign, and she joins me now on the line. Jodie, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about what exactly is University of Sydney's relationships with weapons manufacturers and how much money are we talking?
We're talking about, well, over $4 million worth of money invested into weapons manufacturers, some of the top ones in the world like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman and Honeywell, and a serious amount of research partnerships as well. I think we've had a decade-long partnership with BAE Systems, and Belinda Hutchinson, our Chancellor, has just signed on for another five-year partnership with Thales, which is, you know, one of Europe's top weapons manufacturers as well. And it's been more evident as well in the increasing presence of weapons manufacturers on our campuses at career days, recruitment events, and even in governance. As I said, Belinda Hutchinson is currently she's the chairwoman of Thales Australia.
There's some pretty staggering numbers. When did you and the other students first become aware of these ties?
When Lara, one of the members of Disarm Unis, launched a FOI request into the university's partnerships and investments in the university's ties with weapons manufacturers. That's when we first became aware, and we took it from there. But it's been known for a while. I think there's been a series of, or at least the extent of USID's involvement hasn't been known for a while, and that's why the FOI request was so important. But, you know, weapons manufacturers have had a presence on all university campuses for a long time. So part of our campaign as well is to find out the extent of their involvement across all campuses as well.
And so is the Disarm Unis campaign across other universities? It sounds like, you know, sort of other universities do have some ties that might be questionable.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be. We're in the moment planning to build a national grassroots campaign to represent the majority of staff and students who oppose our universities dealing with weapons manufacturers. So it's planning to expand, yes.
And so at your graduation ceremony, which happened recently, you unfurled a banner. It read, UCID, cut your ties with weapons dealers, and made a speech, which is absolutely brilliant. What's the response been like so far?
Mixed, I suppose. I think that part of the people were really supportive. Part of the people were really entertained because, yeah, like graduations are really boring and anything to, you know, spice it up a little. Part of the people, I think, you know, thought that this was an inappropriate platform. From my perspective, I just couldn't graduate knowing that the university has so many hypocritical ties to commercial interests. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I didn't make my opposition known before I graduated. But generally, a lot of my professors commented afterwards and said they were very proud and showed support for the cause. I think overall the response has been positive.
That's really good to hear, actually. You did mention expanding as well as a couple of other things, but what's the future looking like for the Disarm Unis campaign?
Yeah, I think at the moment we're planning to roll out a number of FOI requests across all universities to find the extent and the depth of their ties with weapons manufacturers, including partnerships and investments. And from there, we're going to try and organise, grassroots campaigns and give all of the universities information so they know how to, they know exactly how they can challenge their universities with all the information that they need.
Well, Jodie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Tess.
That was Jodie Powell, who graduated from science at the University of Sydney with a university award. She made a stance against the connections that the University of Sydney does have with weapons dealers. And